Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Al Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the third Aliyah in Parshas Kisavai, that's Perek Chavav, Pasuk Tazayin. Now this Aliyah brings us back to the theme of the earlier Parshas of Sefer Dvarim, where Moshe Rabbeinu inspires Klal Yisrael to do that which is right and proper. And the Pasuk tells us, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hayom Azeh, this day, Hashem Lekechem Tzavcha, Hashem your God commands you, La'aseh Zachukim O'elev Esam Shpatim, to do these Chukim and Shpatim, V'shamar Tavas Yisrael Esam, you shall guard them and perform them, B'chol Avavcha V'chol Nafshecha, with all your heart and all your soul. And let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tazayin, Hayom Azeh, Hashem Lekechem Tzavcha. On this very day, Hashem is commanding you. What does that mean, this very day? B'chol yom, every single day, you b'nech chadashim, they should be like they're new in your eyes, kilu b'beim tzaveh salem, as if you were just commanded these commandments today. If you were commanded to do it today, you'd be so excited about it. Every single day, you should look at it like that. V'shamar tov v'sisay sam, bas kom v'archasay, when a person guards them and he does them, a bas kol, a heavenly voice comes out and blesses him, hevesi b'kurim hayom, you brought b'kurim today. That's what we spoke about in the first only week's parsha, tishna l'shana haba, you're going to be zaycha to do that in the next year. Now let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Zayin, as Hashem amarta hayom, you have distinguished Hashem today, liyas l'chol l'ekim, to be as a God for you, v'lechaz b'drachav, and go in his ways, v'lishmar chukav mitzvayis v'mishpatav, v'lishmai b'kailoi, and to guard his chukim mitzvayis v'mishpatim, and to listen to his voice. And Hashem emircha ayayim, and Hashem has distinguished you today, liyas l'aylam segula, to be as a cherished nation for him, kasher diber lach, like he spoke to you, v'lishmar kol mitzvayis v'mishpatav, and to guard all of his mitzvahs. And also, l'sitcha elyayim, to place you in an elevated status, al kol agayim asher asa, over all the nations that he created, l'sihila, for praise, l'shem, and to be renowned, l'sifaris, and splendor, v'liyoschal am kadesh l'shem Kecha, and so that you can be a holy nation for Hashem your God, Kasher Diber, like he spoke. Let's see Rashi over your Pasuk Yod Zayin, Hamarta Hamircha, Ein Lohem Eid Mechich B'Mikra. There isn't really any other words like this in the Pasuk. V'lini Yor says Rashi, Shulashan Hafrash of Avdala. This is an expression of separation and Avdala and distinguishment. Hivdalta Lucham Elhei Anecha Elias Luchalehim. You have designated him, you've separated him from all the other gods to be as a God for you. V'huye Frishcha Eliv Me'am Eretz Elias Loilam Segula, and he's also designated you, distinguished you from all the other nations of the land, to be a cherished nation in Am Segula. And Pasuk Yitchasen Rashi Kasher Dibalach, like he spoke to you, it says in the Pasuk, if Yisim Li Segula. Pasuk Yitchasen Rashi, V'yoscha Am Kodesh Kasher Diber, V'yisim Li Kedayshem. With this, we finish the third Aliyah in Parshas Kisavei. Tomorrow we're going to pick up with the fourth Aliyah. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.